Today's scripture is Matthew 28:18-20, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Before Dave McCleary comes up, I have something I want to share. I think many of us remember that Dave was a youth pastor here in 2007, I think 2008, and he had a huge impact on our children. I know he had a huge impact on my daughter, who often says she wouldn't be where she was if it wasn't for Dave. He played a very important part in the church family life because he believes that life is messy, complicated, but fun and exciting, and finds way of teaching us who God is through very different approaches sometimes, and has a strong faith in God. Dave, over the years, became a very dear friend of ours, and also became the best man at my wedding. So Dave McCleary, things have changed. He's married and has children now. Wow. Dave is an ordained minister, and he's the head of spiritual care at South Regional Health Center. And as I said, my very dear friend, who I'm so excited to listen to share the message today.
Good morning, everybody. My name is David McCleary, and at one time, I was the youth pastor here. I was young and skinny and I had hair. I am no longer young, skinny in my mind, and I have no hair. But I'm grateful for the chance to be with you all this morning. Grateful for the chance to come back, to come home, in a sense, to the place where things started for me. It was a long time ago. I started here in like 2003, 20 years ago. Good Lord, like that. Time flies. I am now a much different person. I am an ordained minister. I am a member of the board of directors of the CBOQ, the Canadian Baptists of Ontario and Quebec, where I get a chance to participate and be a part of the larger work of God's movement in Ontario and Quebec, helping to resource churches and to just help people live out their calling in Christ Jesus. For a long time, that's what I did. I pastored churches, and then finally, something changed. At the end of COVID, at the end of the pandemic, I decided that I needed to do something different for my soul. So I took some time off, because I was lucky enough to be able to do that. And I left church, not left ministry, but left church without a plan. I felt God was telling me to go, and I went. At the time, I felt like an idiot. I had a great job, and there was this and this package and healthcare, and I could go and play golf whenever I wanted. All the things. But something inside of me was telling me to go. And so I left without a plan. I don't really advise that. I never thought that I was a plan kind of guy, but apparently I am. Plans give us structure, and they give us direction, and they give shape to our future. But we should hold our plans lightly. Yes? We don't move as we want to move. We move as God wills. Our next breath is not ours. We are dependent on the Lord for that. I am especially coming to understand that in my new role as a chaplain in a hospital, where every day I get to have life and death conversations with people, because it's life and death stuff that I'm dealing with. But I think in church, we don't also realize that we're dealing with life and death stuff. We don't realize that we carry the very messages of life and hope, forgiveness and grace and mercy. We don't realize that we carry this treasure inside of us that's been deposited by the Holy Spirit. We've become so acclimatized to the safety of this place. We've become so accustomed to this Sunday mountaintop experience that sometimes we don't go out into the world like people that have anything to share. In the hospital, I'm realizing every day, in big ways and small ways, that Christian people have something to share. We have a word. We have a light inside of us. We point to something greater than ourselves. We lead people beyond the confines of the walls in which they find themselves. In our passage this morning, Jesus calls us to go. And so I left. It's funny the places that our travels take us. I left the church to go and minister in a different kind of church. It's funny the people that we meet and then re-encounter on our travels. Maybe some of you don't know, but I was fortunate enough to minister with Pastor Thomas a long time ago. I'm laughing at all the memories that are coming up in my head. They're good ones. I met him when he was a much younger man, when he didn't have all those fancy letters behind his name. I met him when he was just beginning his journey of yes, when he was just maybe starting to agree to go. I am always humbled to see where God takes people. We don't know what our kind word, our kick in the keister, our encouraging hug will do for somebody on their journey with God. We don't know what our life means until we see that reflected in the life of somebody else. I can't even look at him right now. Don't look at me. You're gonna make me cry. I am thankful to God and to this congregation for continuing to help shape him, develop him, care for him, and nurture him into the man of God that he's supposed to be. He's a gift to you, but you too are a gift to him. And I'm grateful to God that he continues to take care of his people. Don't look at me. Thank you. But we're here to talk about more than my journey and more than his. We're here to talk about our journey together as God's people. We continue in the preaching series, Growing Together, Building a Church for the Kingdom. Now, you've all been working through this summer, and so this morning we continue seeing what it is that Jesus has to say to us today. In our passage this morning, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go. Go and make disciples of all nations." It sounds good, but what is that really meaning and saying to us about who we are and who we ought to be as his people right here, right now? That is what we're going to find out. That is what we're going to explore together. Maybe you still have your doubts about who Jesus is calling you to be. Maybe you still have your doubts about the life that he's asking you to live individually and in community. That's okay. That's okay. All authority on earth and heaven has been given to me, Jesus says. Because of that, therefore, go and make disciples of every nation. Baptize them, teach them to obey, because I have commanded it. Those are daunting words. And Jesus knew it. And so he frames it like this: I am with you, always, to the very end of the age. This is our calling. This is the great commandment to go. This is what we've been commissioned to do. This is our charge, our challenge, and our way forward as God's people. What are you going to do? How are you going to answer that yet, that question? My hope for you and for me is that we continually say yes to God's invitation. Before we go any further, let's pray. Lord God, we come to you just as we are. We come to you in this sacred space that you've created for us. We come with open hearts, recognizing that you are God and that we are not, and that we need more of you. Lord God, touch our hearts. Give us hearts of flesh for the hearts of stone that we so often carry to defend and protect us in a world that seems arrayed against us. Lord God, open our lives to the movement of your Spirit so that we may open our mouths and praise you with authenticity in spirit and in truth. Be with us now, we pray. May we hear from you. To that end, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our God and our Redeemer. Amen. Go. One word with so many implications. It means that wherever you're at right now, you have someplace else to be. Go. Get yourselves out of your comfortable spaces and follow after the God who's leading you forward. Go. Leave all the stuff behind and reach for what is ahead. Go. Just go. Maybe we, like the disciples, have our doubts. Like, hell no, we won't go. We protest God's commandment to us to get up off our duffs and follow to an unknown country, to an unknown land. It says in the verses before the ones that we read this morning that Jesus said, meet me on the mountain. And they're like, okay. And they went and they saw him and they worshiped him. But some still doubted. You know I'm going to make fun of you with the phone. And not in a bad way. Because it's great that it came up, because I want you to know that each and every one of us has a calling on our lives. Every one of us has a calling on our lives. We don't know what that looks like. We don't know what it sounds like. And we won't know until we go. If you sit in the place that you've always been, doing the stuff that you've always done, you're going to get the same results, unless that is what God has called you to do. If God says, go sit in that corner and wait. Leave your job and do what I tell you to do next. I would advise against that, having been there myself. I'm kidding. Just do what God says. Go. Have you ever felt the push of the Spirit to do something out of the ordinary? Stay in a place that you've not really want to stay. Go to a place that you've not really been. Go home a different way. As an older man, I can tell you that every time that I've listened to that push, my life has been different. Times when I've stayed where I was and heard or seen on my way home later on that there was an accident. There was a crash. There was a this, there was that. This happened to me the other day. I was at the hospital. I was about to leave on time. This in of itself is a minor miracle, to leave the hospital on time when nothing comes up. And just as I was about to go, something inside of me said, hold on. I was like, I am exhausted. I really have been putting in the hours. I would like to go home, please. Something inside of me said no. And just as I was arguing with God, I got a call. Dave, can you come? Can you come to a room? And so I went to a room and I prayed with a man. And we talked about the time that he had left. He had been struggling with illness since February. And then he got a prognosis on Friday. This was a Tuesday now. And he wanted to talk about it because he was having a crisis of faith. The doctor said that there was nothing more that he could do, that he was going to die. And the machines were going, and his wife was by his side, and this man was sad. But he was a man of faith. He says, Pastor Dave, I'm having a crisis of faith. I said, let me hear about it. He says, I'm going to die. I said, that sucks. What are we going to do? And so we talked. We talked about what he would do with the time he had left, the decisions and the places and the things that he wanted to do with his moments. And at the end of that conversation, he looked past me and he said, my God, it's a beautiful day. And I looked around, and from where he was looking, he could see out the window and I couldn't because the blinds were down. And so I opened the blinds some more. And I looked out, and it was a beautiful day, and I hadn't noticed because I was so busy being responsible and good and this and that, that I didn't notice the most basic of things that God had given me that day. It was a beautiful day. He said, I am so grateful to be able to see this day. I am so grateful for my wife. And he squeezed her hand in his weakened state. And she was crying on the other side of the bed, and she smiled. He's like, I'm so grateful for my kids. I'm so grateful that God loves me. He's like, Pastor David, I feel great. I feel great. This is a beautiful day, and I'm thankful for it. How many of us realize that not even our next breath is guaranteed? I mean, COVID should have showed us all that, right? We are not promised tomorrow, we're promised this day. That God has made for us to reveal his good news in the world. As we go, we are to speak his truths, that he loves us, that we're forgiven, that we're made in his image, that there's a plan for our lives, and we're part of a larger story that's unfolding in real time. This is God's kingdom come. When we go, we bring his kingdom with us. All the brokenness and sin and stuff that we have in our lives and have struggled with for so long, God is working in the midst of that to reveal his good news in us. That is what it means to be his disciples, his people, people that take on his name, that are part of his family. This is who we are as God's people. Then and now and forevermore, because God is with us to the very end. That is our place. That is our calling. That is how we go. And so I remained with that man and his wife, and we talked and we laughed. And he's like, I will see you tomorrow. He's like, the doctors have said that I have 3 months left. I will see you tomorrow because I want to talk some more about it. And in that evening, I heard that he brought his family in and he thanked them for being part of his life. He expressed his love and his care for them. And even though the doctor said that he had 3 months left, he smiled at his wife. He took his last breath. And he got to see God face to face. And so I was late going home. And I explained to my wife, like, sorry, I got delayed at work. She's like, it's okay. Get your arse home. I'm like, yes, ma'am. And so I drove home through traffic. And just as I was pulling into our neighborhood down in Leslieville, I got another call from her, thinking I had to pick something up for dinner or some other thing. You know how it is. And she said, don't come home. I'm like, what the what now? She's like, don't come home. There was a torrential downpour that day. And there was like a little mini storm. And in that storm, lightning struck a tree in our neighborhood on the same road that I had to drive home, that I would have been driving home on. And the tree exploded and fell across the street and fell into the yard across the way and knocked out some power lines and caused a little fire and a little bit of an explosion on a transformer, but you know. And so she said, there are fire trucks and police on our street and there's a giant tree across the way where I'd be coming home. I said, okay. She's like, we have no power, we can't cook, we can't eat. I said, okay. So we gathered everybody up and we went to a restaurant. And then we went to the beach. And then we went home in pitch black darkness. We could hear chainsaws the whole night. And I gave everybody ice packs to sleep with. And we went to bed safe and hot, until the power came on the next day. Interesting things happen when we say yes to God's go. How is God calling you to go this morning? Where in your life is he speaking to you about the things that should be, that could be, that ought to be? How is he moving in the brokenness and in the stuff of your life to transform you, to remake you in the image of his son, Jesus? And in all the healed places in our lives, we worship him, but in all the broken places in our lives, we have our doubts. And those doubts are not our doubts about God. More honestly, I think those doubts are doubts about us. In light of who I am presently, I can't do this stuff, man. I can't go where you're asking me to go. I can't do the things that you're asking me to do. I love you, but I don't want to fail you. I know that if I go in my own power, I am lost. Here's the good news. God never asks us to do his things in our own power. He asks us to go in his name, in his power, in his way, following in his footsteps to do and be all of those things, to carry within us his good news, his hope, his resurrection life. That is our calling as God's people. That is the hope of this world. Bless you. As we move in the world, God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. As we go, God leads us to the places and the spaces that he wants us to occupy. And we don't go there on our own. He's been there already to prepare a place for us. Our job is to go there. We can't get what he means for us to get if we don't go where we're supposed to go. We can't be the people that God wants us to be unless we let him be God in our life. Otherwise, we will remain the same broken, busted up people we've always been, missing the mark time and time again in our work, in our love life, in our everything. We will only bring with us a broken reflection of his glory. We will not be those people stitched together to reveal something new. A window is just a window until light shines through it. The window in and of itself is not the source of light. A window lets the glory shine through. Where are the busted places in your life where God is hoping to shine through? Where are the places that the Holy Spirit wants to go to, but you're saying, no? We can't fulfill this commission that's been put in our hearts and placed on our lives unless we go in his power, in his time, in his way. I had prepared a completely different sermon that was also interesting. This sermon that is happening now is something completely different. Our job is to go. We remain in him, yes, but we go in his power, also yes. Where is God asking you to go this morning? Where is the Spirit wanting to go in your life that you're still saying, hold up? My prayer for you and for me is that we would say yes to God's movement. My prayer for you and for me is that we would take that commission that he's placed on our lives personally, that we would be blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. This little church has been on this corner. You could call it a corner. It's weird. It's a weird road. This weird little corner in this neighborhood for a long, long time. And this community looks different from the time that I was here. But the encouraging thing to me is that this congregation looks different from the time that I've been here. Not that there was anything wrong with it how it was before. But I'm saying, you know, the colors are more varied. Our colors, our people, our community is reflected in the pews. We're not just a church that is located on this corner. We are a church that is located in this community. God has given you a whole bunch of stuff that He expects, that He has entrusted you with. And when we say yes to Him, yes to more inclusion, yes to, look what happens. Let me tell you that people don't just give you land and money and offer to partner with you to do something incredible. That doesn't happen by accident. I just want you to know, as a person who's been around church life for 30 plus years now, that doesn't happen. You are being blessed so that you can be a blessing to this community. Your calling is to be salt and light to this community. Salt, to get the corruption out, to heal those wounds. Light, to show a new way. Where is God asking you to go this morning? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Him. And we, that authority, that divine resourcing has given, been given to us as His people so that we can go. We don't go on our own. We go in His power, in His time, and in His way. We don't go on our own. We go with Him because He is before us, He's behind us, He's beside us, He's over all of us, leading us, leading us into the disciple-making process of every tongue, every tribe, every nation. We go with the example of what He's done in us so that He can do things through us. We go in light of His love and resurrection. This is our hope. This is our calling. This is our place as God's people. Will you say yes to His go? Amen?
Amen.
That's it. I'm leaving you not with answers, but I'm leaving you with questions. Questions that are not just rhetorical, but things that I mean for you to answer. In your prayers, in your singing, in your reflections, in your talking with your family, ask God what it is that He wants to do in you and through you.
Amen.
Amen.